until such time as Bill Ryan sees fit to honestly and thoroughly explain the glaring discrepancies in his testimony, he has disqualified himself as a credible spokesman for the Project Serpo disclosure. I posted that on page 236 of the Project Serpo monster thread. And just who the hell do I think I am to make such a pronouncement? Of course, I'm speaking only for myself. I can't speak for ATS, I can't speak for anyone else. I urge people to come to their own conclusions. But that's my opinion. My opinion is, based on what I've seen, a preponderance of the evidence that's been presented indicates a pattern of evasiveness and deception on the part of Bill Ryan that is impossible to ignore. We have pleaded with Bill. We have asked him in many different ways to be upcoming, upfront with us, you know, forthcoming and upfront, that's what I mean, about these questions that keep popping up. And no, this didn't just start the day that Bill Ryan left. And by the way, the day that Bill Ryan left, according to his member profile, was today. He was in at 9:40, according to my, according to his member profile. It was the last time he logged in. So he's been on, and he's been watching. I imagine he might have logged out and is still following. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just shaking the dust of ATS off of his feet and walked away. And of course, that's his decision to make if he wants to. But my point is that at this point, where he has left the discussion on ATS is with egg all over his face and his integrity reasonably in question. Centrist on page 235 posted an excellent post. And Centrist, that's way above, in my opinion. The right guy is wearing that badge this month, in my humble opinion. His Centrist State of the Serpo address. And he explains some of his doings and interactions with Bill Ryan. And these are not, you know, Centrist or Wayne, you know, Centrist. I like going with the handles. You know, Centrist's, his testimony here certainly helps to flesh out a lot of the things, the strange things with regards to Bill's behavior that can't be explained easily. Maybe they can be explained innocently. And by the way, I'm still leaving the door open. Maybe this is all just a big misunderstanding. This kind of stuff happens. But I'll tell you, at this stage of the game, that's becoming so difficult that I may not be able to continue to do that. If Bill truly has, why am I saying that? I'm looking at serpo.org right now. I'm looking at the homepage. And by the way, why have I even made this pronouncement in the first place? Why do I think that Bill Ryan has disqualified himself as a credible spokesman for the Project Serpo disclosure? Because if you look at the overall pattern of his behavior, it was suspicious from the start. And some of the things he said, I mean, it still sticks in my craw. When he asks us, you know, on the Serpo homepage, readers are encouraged to suspend disbelief, you know. And he's used this kind of language throughout his presentation of the Serpo data, always rationalizing for anonymous, always making excuses, always saying, well, maybe it could be this. Whenever a reasonable question is raised, Bill had some counterargument. And how do we know this? Because he's got 245 posts as a member on AboveTopSecret.com, and almost every single one of them is in the same thread. 245 posts. And Bill Ryan decides after all that, you know, when we finally get to a point where we might actually be able to make an important discovery, and that is the possibility that Anonymous was hijacked and that Bill was either an unwitting or perhaps witting accomplice in hijacking the Project Serpo story. And now he decides it's time to take a powder. Bill, I do not respect that decision, not based on what I'm seeing now. Now, if you know Bill, and he, you know, I saw this thing and I saw his rationalization on another forum. But you know what? A man of character does not walk away from the truth like this. Bill put a lot of time into ATS, 245 posts to promote the Serpo story, to explain the Serpo story, to rationalize the Serpo story, to justify why he was doing it, and really, I think he did a great job of making the case until the serious questions started landing in his lap. And sure, Val was rough on him, but you know why she was rough on him? If you go back through the thread, Bill kept ignoring these questions over and over again. Centrist is a witness. We're all, anyone who wants to can go back through the Serpo thread and they can see a deliberate, maybe it's not deliberate. I'll leave the door open on that. But Bill was so selective in answering questions that he could come up with a spin for, and not answering these kinds of questions, the questions that now remain open as Bill remains AWOL from the discussion. And that, my friends, stinks. So, Bill, it's not too late. The options, you're still a member. You can come back. You can post any time. If you want to put this to rest, you're welcome to do so. If you don't, that's basically your tacit agreement as to the state of things on ATS. And if that's what you think of ATS, if that's what you think of this process of disclosure, duly noted. Duly noted, Mr. Ryan. Anyway, I want to have a little fun with this too, but it looks to me like I used to think that Bill Ryan was getting played, and that he was just a nice guy caught in the middle. I must say that what I'm seeing now developing is leading me in a different direction. I don't think that our dear Mr. Ryan is quite as innocent as he lets on. And to the extent more information comes out about this, I'm sure it will become much clearer just what his role in this whole thing has been. And again, I think it would be a good thing for Bill to share more of his perspective on this. But if he does not, well, we have 245 of his posts on AboveTopSecret.com that we can analyze and find the pattern of deception that Bill Ryan has been working on AboveTopSecret.com. And I assure you, if there is indeed a pattern of deception, we will expose it, because that's what we do. So if Bill has nothing further to say, I'm sure we can take what he has already given us in abundance and apply that to what we know. In the meantime, skeptic overlords, everyone that really has been into this story, this is very, I think this is so significant. Everyone that really understands a story still has lingering questions, good questions, about what about the original Anonymous? And, Centrist in his post, mentions that, there's reason to believe that there's different Anonymous going on here, original Anonymous. Maybe that's a hoax or two, I don't know. But, maybe not. and maybe the original Anonymous may not necessarily been passing completely accurate data. But maybe there is a kernel of truth in this story. And that is something that no matter how burnt out you might be on the Serpo saga, I think it's important to keep that open mind, just to remember that maybe, just maybe, what we saw here wasn't a hoax in the beginning, and maybe it just turned into one. Or maybe not. Sometimes we don't get to know. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that post and why I felt like I should declare game over with Bill Ryan. And, again, I could be wrong, but I'm just saying right now, and I really have done my best to try and be as skeptical and open-minded as possible I can. The way I'm seeing it right now, Bill Ryan is basically taking the fifth. And you don't take the fifth unless there's grounds to incriminate you, and I'm seeing the grounds. It's your move, Bill, if you want to, but you know what? ATS is not going to sit around waiting for you. There's plenty of other avenues of investigation, and I assure you, ATSers will pursue them. And so keep digging, my friends. Until next time, be well.